just put on there, I think Deuteronomy chapter 30. I think that's where it is. Deuteronomy chapter 30. And also 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm also thinking about Galatians chapter 3. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. Somebody write these down for me, because I'm just thinking as I'm coming in my heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, start at the fourth verse. And then I said Galatians chapter 3, but I want to get to that Galatians 4, verse 1, but I'll read into that. But it has everything to do with who you are. I was going to talk today about actually becoming an heir of the world. Becoming an heir of the world. Say the world. And this is the thing that I think that we have to start understanding. I think we're trying to put God in a box, so to speak. But this God that we serve is the God of the universe. He's the one who He has made, you know, He's made everything. And so don't limit Him by thinking that He has to do everything the way that we really want Him to do it, and keep Him in this little box. And so as I was preparing this particular lesson, and even when I made the statement, I made the statement to Sheila last night. She usually calls and I give her my topic. And so as I gave her my topic, becoming an heir of the world, she said, "What?" Yeah, becoming an heir of the world. See, God has the world, Brother Harlan, on His heart, on His mind. See, we just have our four no more. But He has the world. And in order for us really to walk with God, you're going to have to figure out, you're going to really have to go where God has been. Because now think about it. If we have to go where He has been, what the Bible says concerning Jesus, He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He shook the Pharisees up to the point where, you know, He started talking to them. They was talking to Jesus about Abraham, and Jesus made this declaration. And He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And that shook them. But see, this God that we serve, man, he's an out-of-the-box thinker, man. See, he's a big guy, y'all. You know? And you're going to have big thoughts if you're going to flow with him. The ideals, the suggestion, the things that He's put on the inside of us, these things, the dreams, they have to be bigger than you know, that we can accomplish them in our own strength. See, if you can do this thing in your own strength, that dream is not big enough. Amen. It's not big enough. And so you want to, it's some stuff down there. And do you know the responsibility of the ministry gift, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher, is really, really to educate the lay folk, to stretch them to be all that God has released them into this earth realm to be. See? So when you start flowing with God, you have to be a dreamer. And everyone has dreams. But it's about, I think Minister Valerie mentioned this morning, is that you allow the enemies, instead of us really having our foot on their neck, they have theirs on ours. And I heard this guy say, you know, he said, "Will you pray for me, brother, because the devil is just all on my back." And he said, how do you get that far? He ought to be under your feet. Amen. So here, I just want to go with the flow and see where we end up at here. He says, for this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it what? It's not far off. And I'm here to tell you that this God that we serve. Listen up here. Look up here for a minute. Stop looking at him as someone out there somewhere. But he's in here. Jesus said, the kingdom is within you. See, I'm going to put my spirit on the inside of you. And when I put my spirit on the inside of you, it will cause you. Amen? See, the reason that a lot of stuff is starting to go on in you guys' life now is that you're starting to turn the corner with me. You're starting to understand that we are in this new man. And when you're in this new man, listen, that new man will rub off on you. You'll start having thoughts that you've never had before. You'll start dreaming dreams that you've never dreamed before. You'll start thinking about accomplishing things that you've never thought that you could accomplish. But I hear the word of the Lord saying that in Christ we can do all things. Or through Christ we can do all things. Amen? He's the one that pulls this thing off. I just need your body. I need your body, and I need for you to be willing and obedient. And then he said, you'll eat the good of the land. Amen? So he says, for this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious or for you, nor is it far off. Watch what he said, verse 12. He said, it is not where? Amen. So it's whatever he's getting ready to talk to you about, he said, it's not in heaven. It's not where? Amen. He says, not in heaven. Watch this, so that you, because he said, in other words, if it's in heaven, this is what he's saying, you're going to say, so that you may say, who will ascend? See, you're going to try to find out who's going to go up there and do it for me. Amen? So he says, so that you should say, who will ascend into where? Watch this, for us, and bring it where? Watch this, so that we may hear it and then do something else with it. So you got to hear it first. Now watch this, verse 13, he says, nor is it beyond the what? Sea. So that you should say, who will go over the sea for us? See, y'all want somebody to do something, but I'm telling you, it's within for us and bring it to us so that we might hear it and do what else with it? Verse 14, he says, but the word is where? It's near you. I would say that the word near, could we say that the word near means close, something that's close to you? Okay, it's near you. Then he says, in your mouth, that makes it even closer. Then he says, and in your heart, that makes it even closer. Watch this, that you may do what? That you may do it. He says, see, I have set before you today. And this is what Elder J.K. was talking about. See, watch this, choices. God honors you, loves you so much that he's not going to force you to do anything. But it's going to be a very sad day when you really find out all the ability, all the dreams and go. I heard Miles Monroe say one time, he said, you know, the most successful people are really in the graveyard, so to speak. Dreams that were never manifested. And they just kept them buried within them. Come out. Watch it. He said, see, I have set before you today life and good. I set life, death, and good and death and evil. Verse 16. In that I command you today to love what?
The Lord your God.
To walk in his what?
Ways.
And to keep his what? And also his what?
Statue.
Also his what?
Judgment.
So that you may do what?
Live.
And do what else? Multiply. And the Lord your God will do what?
Bless you.
Where?
In the land.
Which you do what?
Go to
Let me ask you a question. Are you in that land now?
Yeah.
See, you're in the land now. Okay? Now,